And I'm joined by one of the architects of the Iowa women's basketball program. It's associate head coach Jan Jensen. Jan, thank you for the time.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be on. I appreciate you having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations on being named the National Assistant Coach of the Year. What does this honor mean to you?
Well, I think when you get an honor like that, you're like, are you sure? I mean, you know, there's a lot of great coaches out there, and you're just flattered because, honestly, there's, you know, just a ton of coaches, a ton of great programs, a ton of younger coaches that are making big splashes, you know, right away in their profession. So I'm just honestly, I know it sounds cliche, but truly, just really flattered, humbled, because I think anybody, you know, that coaches, I don't care if you're the head coach, the player development coach, if you're enjoying your job and you're having any type of remote success, it's everybody, right? I mean, you're a reflection of everybody you get a coach with, every kid you get a coach currently, and all the kids that I've gotten to coach prior. So I feel very honored that my name's on it. But man, Coach Jenny Fitzgerald and I, we've been doing this a long time with Lisa. Jenny stepped away from the typical day-to-day coaching and recruiting 3 years ago. She's now the special assistant to the head coach, but works her tail off still. So honored, flattered, but truly, I have a blast doing what I do, and I've gotten to do it with great people. So it's for everybody.
You know, you mentioned that you've been with Lisa Bluder at Iowa for a long time, and obviously at Drake before that. What makes the two of you so successful together?
Well, I think, you know, over the years, you know, I was her player for 1 year, you know, when I was at Drake, and then she came and took the Drake job. And, you know, I've just gotten to see her, even though I was young and that was, you know, a lifetime ago. But when you play for someone and you see their passion and you see how they coach and treat their team and you're actually on the team, there are just a lot of lessons and a lot of, I think, loyalty that started then. And so, you know, I had that privilege, even though we've all changed, you know, things have ebbed and flowed since way back then. But just the core of who she is and her value set and what she believes in to develop the team and just the integrity of what she has. I mean, all of those characteristics that she has, you know, that's my shared value set. And, you know, over the years, we went from, you know, player coach, and then I went overseas and played professionally, and then she took a chance on me as a really young coach. She had a professional search happening as she had an assistant leave later, and she didn't really like the pool, so she took a chance on me, and I started right away as a young coach as a full-time assistant. So, you know, we've been through a lot, and you go through the player coach, and then you turn into friends, and then as life has played out, you know, you become best friends, and when there's that trust, and there's just that ability to be truly honest, right? You know, I didn't last these many years being a yes person all the time. You know, you have to challenge, and, you know, I bring in, you know, opinions that sometimes are accepted, sometimes aren't, but it makes us both the better. And I think when we make each other better, then hopefully we make our staff better and we make our team better. So I just think, you know, that familiarity and that loyalty and that really mutual respect of who we are as friends, and certainly, you know, as coaches. And we know we're, you know, so fortunate that we attract great people and that people stick with us to work with us. So I just think we have a lot of gratitude. And, you know, I've been fortunate that she wants to keep me around, you know, had some opportunities in the past. But boy, when you get a coach with, you know, your best friend and you love the university and, you know, I'm a native Iowan, you know, I just think I couldn't ask for more.
23 seasons now at Iowa with Lisa Bluder. You guys have had success throughout, but between Megan Gustafson and Caitlin Clark, has the program risen to a different level in recent years?
Yeah, you know, I think all programs do, right? You know, thankfully we've had success, and, you know, I think we feel every night we go to bed, we thank the good Lord that we've lasted this long at an institution that we really love and are so proud to represent. Because, you know, people don't get to stick around in these places unless you're doing your share of winning. So that's first and foremost. We're really thankful. But I think, you know, unless you're a true blue blood, right, like UConn women or the, you know, North Carolina Duke men, right, is that just over the years that's been ingrained in the fabric. So when you're a program that has had, a lot of success, but you're not that perennial power, when you hit a couple, great generational players back to back, like in my opinion, Megan Gustafson was a generational post player, as efficient as she was, and, just how amazing that she became in her 4 years. And then you kind of follow that up with, a talent like Caitlin Clark. It does give you a national splash, right? You know, recruits are following, the media is certainly, the state is excited. And I think our state has always been excited. I think we do a really good job in our state of supporting all of our institutions, Drake, all of us, right? So I feel like we've been fortunate with that. You know, everybody gets support here, whether you're an Iowa State, Iowa fan, or whomever, Northern Iowa. But with us, I think having those two players back to back, selling out Carver, like we did it with Megan, and now with Caitlin, we've done it several times. Our NCAA experiences have been fantastic. So we can't just thank the state enough, certainly, for those sellouts, but just the ripple effects has been really, we don't take 1 second for granted when we walk into Carver and it's rocking. I mean, we get a little choked up and then we focus.
you talk about Megan Gustafson, who you helped guide to player of the year in the nation, which was fantastic. But you got a really good post player right now in Monica Sinano. It's been a big story this week. She scored 20 points against Georgia without dribbling. Is that how you coach post players?
Yeah, it is. I'm not a big fan of the dribble. Just my philosophy, I'm a little old school when it comes to post players, but there's a beautiful post move that does include, I call it the pro move, that does include a dribble. And I think a dribble can be really effective if really, really worked on. It has to be, high and tight and quick. But I just really believe that if you can do everything without a dribble, when you're that close to the basket, it can just alleviate a lot of other problems, whether you dribble off your foot, whether there's a choke, whether there's a trap, you can just be quicker. So I love to see stats that say no dribbles, but she has made a few moves that, have saved us that do have a dribble sometimes, and she'll look over and wink and give me like the Jordan shrug. I'm like, it's okay because you made it.
Speaking of Jordan shrugs, that's one of Caitlin Clark's go-to moves now. What makes Caitlin so great?
I think Caitlin has a blast. She has a blast. And I think that is what makes her so fun, because it is a game. I think Caitlin understands that it's entertainment too. I think Caitlin is really wired for greatness, right? The generational players, the truly great ones that, for the most part, they want to lean into that moment. But I think above all, yes, she welcomes the moment and she's a tremendous player, but she has fun. And I think that's attractive. Lots to be said sometimes, her passion, or some folks get on her because, she's too cranky and so forth with the refs and so forth. And, there's a fine line and, it's a refining. And we've worked on that, from her seventh grade year when we started watching her, till now. She's going to have some moments, but, we all do. But overall, I think her growth has been, phenomenal in every phase of her game. Her hard, just a hardworking kid. I mean, she just is, she's awesome. I mean, we love her. I love that kid. And the person who she is, is fun. And lots been read, she's goofy. She's, quick with a smile, a joke. But man, when it lights come on and she gets in that zone, there are few that are as good as her that ever have been. And I think she will go down as one of the all-time greats. I mean, what she can do as a passer, as a scorer, is just, phenomenal. And, rebounding, you add her length in there and the way she understands the game. But I think what separates her is she has fun with it. She has so much pressure every single time she goes out, and that can weigh on her. You know, we've been working on her with all aspects, mentally and so forth. But at the end of the day, she's still that little girl in her mom and dad's house that's getting introduced when she's, you know, elementary school, running down her hallway, dreaming of the big leagues. And when you match her passion and her skill with keeping it a game and having fun, you get someone masterful and so just appealing to watch. And that's Caitlin Clark. And we're beyond grateful she chose to become a Hawk.
Well, you're clearly a great coach, but you were a generational talent on the court as well. What do you remember about averaging?
Oh, my God.
That
is not accurate, but God bless you. You've now become one of my favorite media people for that.
you averaged 66 points a game in high school. What do you remember about your time at Elkhart Kimbleton?
Well, I mean, I feel very fortunate that I got to play 6-on-6. I mean, it can be, you know, you can see it as archaic if you're the youngsters now, right? And I am older, but it was such a special time in our state's history. And I shared that bond with my grandmother. My grandmother was the MVP of the state tournament in 1921, and she is also in the Hall of Fame. So when she was alive, it was really fun to share that connection. And of course, you know, she was funny when we talk about it. She didn't like how much skin we showed with our uniforms, of course, right? They wore bloomers, and how physical the game was. Well, certainly the 6-on-6 game is nothing like, you know, you see basketball now, but I feel fortunate that I got to play it. And, you know, I believe it or not, you know, I had friends, right? And it looks like I was a ball hog, but I was really just doing my role. And that's what 6-on-6 was, right? If you had a prolific scorer, it was really two games of 3-on-3. And if you were the offensive player, you were called the forward. And if you had a knack to score it, that was the goal, right? To score as quickly as possible and as efficiently as possible. So, you know, I never met a shot I didn't like. I was pretty good about putting it in. I had a great coach at the time. He, you know, God bless his soul, Rod Hoig. And I was just kind of at the right place at the right time in high school. And then in college, ended up having Lisa my senior year. So I've been truly blessed with a lot of great timing and a lot of great people around me and systems that really, you know, allowed me to utilize my strengths.
Well, yeah, you also led the nation in scoring while you were at Drake. Do your current players know that you averaged more than Caitlin Clark does?
Oh, I don't think they overall do, but if Caitlin gets sassy, then I'll just kind of throw it out there. She starts to get, you know, give me a little bit too much trash talking. I'll mention that maybe she's not quite there yet.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I don't trash talk much. It's when I don't have game, that's when I trash talk. But if I'm kind of silent and just doing my deal in a game of horse or whatever, then I'm pretty confident. But when I start trash talking, then you know I'm an old has-been.
She is Iowa Women's Basketball Associate Head Coach Jan Jensen. Jan, thank you so much for the time. This was a lot of fun. Good luck this weekend in Seattle. The entire state is behind you guys. Go Hawkeyes. And again, thank you for today.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. I don't always get to listen in, but man, even though we're a little farther over what you and your team do for sports in our state, we're behind all of you guys too. So thanks, everyone. Go Hawks.